Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the Dean Show. And as you know, we're in Spain and I'm with Dr. Laura. Laura, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you, doctor?
Fine. Fine.
So I'm here because there's obviously a rich history of Islam here in Spain. And you actually are Muslim and you are a native here. We're born here
in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
You became a Muslim.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Almost 30 years ago.
30 years ago. We want to know, why did you accept Islam?
Well, I think it's a special travel for everybody. For me, it was a travel. I was a searcher. A searcher in spiritual items. And at the end, I found a woman that did work with the body. And through the body, we go to the essence of human being, not through thoughts or through emotion, but through the body, through the most physical part of the, through the movement of the body. And then she was because now is his death. She was a Muslim, and she invited me to enter to Islam. Me and my. And my wife, yes.
So this woman, she invited you. She shared the purpose of life with you.
Yeah.
Your background, were you Christian? What was your background before
Christian,
that?
Christian, but not practicing. I was deceived of the kind of practitioner here in Christianity.
What are some of the things that stood out? From the Quran, from Islam, that pulled you in, that connected with your heart?
Well, I had at that moment some children, and I would like to transmit them something when I was that. Huh? How will we bury me? Huh? Mm-hmm. I was against a lot of things. I am criticizing a lot of things in Western civilization, but at the end, when I will be dead, how will we bury it? Uh-huh. Like a Christian? Mm-hmm. Or born it like an Indian or Hindu? No? And then, well, this was a first step to, mm-hmm. and to give them another kind of education.
No? Yes.
Of values, but connected with complete and holistic view of the human being.
What do you think now, and what advice do you have for people who the only kind of information they get about Islam is through the media? You've been living Islam for 30 years, and now does it hurt your heart when you see this beautiful way of life that we know promotes peace, love, justice, so many beautiful things, a solution to mankind's problems, but then they turn on the media? And they see things, crazy things, and they say, oh, this is Islam. What happens, you know, when you see this? And what would you like to tell to the people who are tuning in and they coming to us to learn?
My way to counteract this is give my example without saying that I am Muslim necessarily. Just into showing a way of life, a way of doing that is different of that it is offered with by the Western civilization.
So your character... Islam, obviously, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, he said, I have not been sent except to perfect good manners, akhlaq, character. Of course, that's built on the pure monotheism of the worship of the creator, not the creation, but then focusing to be the best human being you can be, being good to your neighbor, being good to the humanity in large. So showing people by living that example. I want to thank you so much. It's very nice to meet people like yourself here in Spain. I came to see for myself. And what else would you like to say to the world over there in America and Canada and other places of the world? A message to them. What advice do you have for them?
To life as a man, as a human being, you should follow a model. And if you can choose a model, or if you don't choose a model, the model choose you. That is the mainstream model, economical. But if you choose the model, you choose your what you are searching for in your life. What do you reflect you about what do you want to do in this life, and then you choose the models that you have, and you will see if you compare that Islam is one of the best, if not the best one.
Wow, we're looking for gems of wisdom. Look for the models, but put Islam in there and compare and see where Islam stands. And forget about what you've been told, all the prejudices and all of the attacks and all the hype. But if you're sincerely seeking purpose and you're looking for enlightenment, do what he said. Take the advice. Put Islam on the table. Investigate it and do your homework. And sincerely, genuinely ask your creator to guide you. He will facilitate a way. Thank you, señor. You say señor.
Thank you very much.
How you say brother in Spanish?
Señor.
Señor.
Yes.
Thank you. We started with peace. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.